Starting our theater segment a little bit early today. If you were listening on Steve Cochran's show when I reviewed Music Man when it officially opened this past Monday, you heard me raving about the show, the production, and especially the performances. The two leads of the show, Jeff Packard and Monica West, who play Harold Hill and Marion the Librarian, will join us in a few minutes. But we've got an extra special treat for you this morning. The actors who are also the Barbershop Quartet in the show are here with us today. And they are Jeremy Peter Johnson, Jonathan Swart, Christopher Cayley Jones, James Konacek, and guys, welcome. Nice to have you all here with us today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And let's start off with what you do best. You guys do a song, right?
Sure.
What are you going to sing for us from the show, right?
Yeah, we're going to sing a song called It's You.
Okay.
Which is kind of kicks off the second act.
All right. This is my favorite part when he blows the little harmonica thing.
It's you in the sunrise. It's you in my cup. It's you all the way into town. It's your sweet hello, dear, that sets me up. And it's your got to go, dear, that gets me down. It's you on my pillow in all of my dreams, till once more the morning breaks through. Words could be saner or truer or plainer than it's you, it's you. Yes, it's you.
Oh, yes, it's you.
Wow, that is awesome. Nice job at this hour of the morning also, by the way. That sounds so great.
We just roll out of bed and do that.
Is that no harmonizing, no vocalizing, anything?
Back some coffee. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's smoke some cigarettes before you.
Yeah.
That's
a couple of Bloody Marys. Why not?
That's right. Have you all done this kind of singing before, or are you actors, singers, you know, in a conventional sense, and just got sort of plopped into being a Barbershop Quartet?
It's kind of a mix, I think, for all of us. I was in a kind of a four-part male harmony group for about 7 years, doing like retro rock pop music. So that's kind of my history. But other than that, been an actor kind of my whole life. You guys?
Yeah, well, I've been around theater for quite a while, and this is probably the second or third Barbershop I've had experience with.
So. Well, with that voice, you have to be in a barbershop.
Well, yeah.
It would be against the law for you to not to be in a Barbershop Quartet.
I'm kind of a ringer, I suppose.
Yeah.
I actually did the Barbershop Quartet in a production of The Music Man about 10 years ago, except I played J.C. Squires, the high tenor.
Yeah.
And so now I guess my voice has finally dropped, and I'm Oliver Hicks the baritone. But it's really great. It's sort of a mini brotherhood, and you know, we have spent a lot of time sort of not just learning our harmonies, but, you know, finding the dynamics and making sure we come in and, yes, and cut off at the same time,
the
and all that sort of thing.
It as well.
Yeah. There, your moments in the show when the Barbershop Quartet is singing are really kind of show stopping in a way, because there is just something so appealing about a cappella singing.
Yeah.
And, you know, this like fearless singing without instrumentation, right, without the band, without anything else that's going on, that just you zero in on what's happening.
It definitely feels like the riskiest singing that I've done in a while, because especially in Act Two, at the end of each of our numbers, we have the orchestra coming in. And so that's definitely the tell of whether we've
stayed in key.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, especially on this number, at the end, there's this huge just orchestral chord coming in, and it really is a thrill to be standing up there and to hear that and also know, wow, we did it.
Yeah, you made it.
We made it this time.
You made it. Well, it sounds great, and I'm glad, so happy that you could come in this morning. Do you have like a little something, another just a little song to take us out on?
We do. And this is the first one that we do
I was hoping for Bohemian Rhapsody.
This is when we first meet the quartet, and they sort of discover that they have this kind of four people who've constantly fought and argued for years and years and years suddenly find that they have this ability to, I don't know why I'm putting on earphones. That's going to get in the way, probably. Have this ability to magically sing in four-part harmony. Mm-hmm. How can they... Is that right?
Are we on C-sharp, right?
Yep. Can I hear it one more time? Yeah, we got this down. Don't worry. Yeah, we're going to master this.
Fall right out of bed and sing us up.
How can there be any sin insincere? Where is the good in goodbye, in goodbye? Your apprehensions confuse me, dear. Puzzle and mystify. Mystify, tell me what can be fair in farewell, dear. While one single star shines above, how can there be any sin in sincere? Aren't we sincerely in love? Oh, we're in love.
Another fantastic job. Thank you, guys. James Konacek and Christopher Callie Jones, Jonathan Swart, and Jeremy Peter Johnson, the Barbershop Quartet from Music Man, that's here until August the 18th. In a minute, we're going to take a break, come back with the two leads of the show, Professor Harold Hill and Monica West, who is Marion the Librarian. That's all coming up for you next, WGN. Officially kick off our weekend theater segment that soon I will be a guest on myself. Maybe they got a spot for me in Les Mis down the street. I'd be a damn good Jean Valjean. Where we tell you about things that are going on stage in Chicago, and one of the best that's in the Chicago area right now is The Music Man. That is at the Goodman Theater, just officially opened the other day, and now has been extended through August the 18th. We heard from the Barbershop Quartet just a little while ago, but what a pleasure to see again, because they were over performing for us on the WGN TV morning news. But great to have with us Professor Harold Hill, Jeff Packard, and Marion, the librarian, Monica West. Guys, welcome. Nice to have you here with us this morning.
Hi. Thank you.
Thanks
I'm
for
so
having
happy
us.
To be here on your last show.
Thank you. And I'm happy to be here to kick off my musical theater career with all of you guys. You know, I did appear on the Goodman stage once.
Tell us, which show?
It was A Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol, and I was, I believe the you know, like in the playbill, dope walking across the stage, not saying a word.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tiny Tim.
Yeah. I played that role a few times.
Yeah, it was it was like, where can we put him where he's not going to screw anything up? So they put me in a costume and let me walk across the stage, and I didn't screw anything up. So I think I'm eminently qualified for this. I got to tell you how much I love the show. Really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
It. I mean, it's a classic. I don't know how many times I've seen Music Man, but going back to high school, I know I saw it in high school at least once, maybe more. But this is such a good production of the show. The classic story, but performances that just knock out of the park.
Thank you.
Yeah, so congratulations. It's got to be so much fun for you now that you've got some shows under your belt and... You know, you're getting standing ovations every night, I know.
That is true.
Yeah. It's got to be great.
Don't
right?
jinx us, but yes, so far so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, every time we get off stage, we say, that was really fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a easy
one of
show.
The most fun musicals ever written, and to be in Chicago mm-hmm. in the summer, it just feels like it fits, and so we're having a blast.
Yeah, it's it pure Americana is. Mm-hmm. I've had so many people tell me that they came to see the show because they were their exposure to it was with the Robert Preston and Shirley Jones movie mm-hmm. version. So, I mean, that's a pretty high bar to compare against, whether you guys do or not. Mm-hmm. You know, audience members definitely do, and they're coming out very pleased and, you know, very satisfied with the whole thing. Is that intimidating to you as performers in any way? Do you watch the movie to get a sense of what had come before? Do you avoid it so you can keep the role your own?
Yeah, I don't know if I avoided it, but I guess I did, because I didn't want to be influenced by someone else's cadence in speech, and especially for Harold Hill, it's all about sort of discovering the thoughts and how you can con the town in real time. And so my tempo and pace, it was important for me to find, so I didn't watch the movie once I was cast. I don't know about you, Monica.
Yeah, Monica, did you?
Full disclosure, had never seen The Music Man until I auditioned for
really?
The Music Man.
So ever?
Ever.
What?
Ever. So I watched the film because I know it is such an iconic piece, and I wanted to know where people would be coming from. And Mary Zimmerman, our director, took the show in a different direction than the movie, in the way that the natural world is really highlighted. Like, the sky plays a huge part in our show, the sounds of rain and crickets, summer sounds. So in that respect, I think that our production is really based in the natural Midwestern world, whereas like the movie is just larger than life. And I think that's one of the things that makes the movie so wonderful. And then the stage version that we're doing, equally wonderful, but different.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of the reasons why I enjoy live theater. I don't know if I enjoy the more than movies. I guess it depends on the movie. But the experience of going to a theater and seeing a live performance is what I think what you're talking about, that you can see this giant spectacular movie and then you'll be moved in a completely different visceral way when you see this performed on stage and you hear the sounds and you see the sights. I mean, the staging, all of the bells and whistles that come along mm-hmm. in addition to all of the performances in the show as well. Is it fun to sing these familiar songs?
Yes.
I mean, this
totally
is a show where just about every song is super familiar, and I had to stop myself from singing along with you.
Yeah, well, you except were stopped, but some people are not stopped.
Yeah.
In fact, yesterday we had somebody who clearly was in the show in high school sang the Pick a Little Lady's lines just a moment before they did.
Oh.
And that sort of nostalgia is, I think, why people love The Music Man. Everybody, like you said, everybody has their own sort of story or experience with it. So there are a lot of people singing along with us, which is, you know, fun. It's a blast.
It's got to be, but a little, come on, people.
I mean, it's a little distracting.
Let the performers perform. Sing it in your mind, silently or in the car on the way home. That would be great. We're going to hear a couple of the songs in a minute. We are very happy also this morning to have the musical director of the show, Jermaine Hill, who is here. Jermaine, thank you for coming. We don't have a microphone over there by Jermaine, but you're awesome and amazing in keeping this train on the track. There are TV monitors that are set up for the performers to see on the stage. So you can see Jermaine as he musically directs the show, so everybody can stay on the same beat and moment and time. And it's he just does an amazing job in keeping this this whole train on the track, as I like to put it.
And can I add to that he's doing that while playing the piano? There's only one piano in the pit, and Jermaine is playing that. So keeping us on track, he only has his head to bob and a few times where he can pick up his hand and help us. And he is a masterful craftsman of music direction.
Yeah, he sure is. And you're going to hear him play the keyboard for us. And we have Monica and Jeff here to perform for us live. 76 trombones, Till There Was You, all next to WGN. We have got the stars of the latest production at the Goodman Theater, The Music Man, here with us today. Jeff Packard is Professor Harold Hill, and Monica West is Marion, the librarian. Somebody texted in, Jeff, that Ray Rayner, who was a legendary in Chicago television, he was a Chicago children's TV show host for decades in Chicago, and he did local theater, and said that he played Professor Harold Hill at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse back in the day. So those are... Yeah, you know, these are just some of the legendary people who have taken on the role that you take on.
Well, we have two shows today. If you'd like to come over and play it, you could follow in his footsteps
to be
Harold Hill today.
For you to take the day off and me to step in.
I'm just trying to get. It's a beautiful day.
I can grow a quick mustache. you've got a good stash going on there, my friend.
Thank you,
Dean. What are the most challenging songs for you in this show?
Trouble is trouble.
Trouble
for me.
Here in River City.
It's just so fast, and the words come so quickly that if you get off the train, it leaves without you.
Yeah.
So, and Sadder But Wiser is also, there's a lot of words in these songs, and so if I'm not, one day I looked at the wrong child at the wrong time, and I went to a white room of panic, but caught the train before it left. Those are the trickiest.
Yeah. Well, live theater. I mean, that's part of the charm of live theater, I guess. A crowd favorite, of course, is 76 Trombones. And we're going to, when I say we, I mean you, are I'm not going to ruin it for you, but we'll leave you solo on this. Here with Jeremy Hill on piano is... Jeff Packard as Professor Harold Hill.
"76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper-bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell, euphoniums, and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a full octave higher than the score."
Very, very nice.
And that's that.
Yeah, very, very nice. Very nice. Like, the crowd goes wild.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Yeah, during that one. And one of the other great moments in the show is "Till There Was You," the beautiful song with Marion, the librarian, and Professor Harold Hill. And that's what you've got for us next here, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, take it away.
I never heard it at all till there
was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you.
Wow, that is nice. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming in. Thank you on a two-show day on top of it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's nice to have you
Thank
with
you,
us. Come, go and see the show. You'll really enjoy it. The whole family can go and enjoy The Music Man. It's at the Goodman until August the 18th. Monica West is Marion. Jeff Packard is Harold Hill. And, guys, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
All right, Jermaine, wrap it up one more time. There were bells all around. Oh, never mind. Do you notice that Jermaine wouldn't even play? He's like, no, I'm not getting into this. Quick break for the news. We'll be back next. WGN.